Hi, everybody, and welcome back here to an extra special bite-sized political podcast sponsored by Quantum Hypno. And of course, I want to talk about the news that's just broken in the past 22 minutes at time of recording, that Princess Catherine, the Princess of Wales, has cancer. And this explains a tremendous amount of things. And, you know, my initial response to the news is to say I wish her a full and healthy recovery, just like I wished King Charles a full and healthy recovery. She's recorded a short piece to camera sitting on a park bench in the sunshine, looking pretty wasted on it, to be honest, looking very thin. She revealed that, yes, she has been diagnosed as having cancer. And I don't know what type of cancer she has. I wonder, is it the same type that King Charles has? One of the strange things about this is that apparently she's undergoing chemo, but she's got a full head of hair, as has Charles. So she said she's in the early stages of the chemo, though. But I understood that chemo made your hair fall out, or apparently not. Someone's told me, no, not always. So a bit of luck that both the royals' hair doesn't fall out. But look, for the last certain month, there's been massive speculation about her health. And I know there are all kinds of conspiracy theories. Was she pregnant? Had she left him? Was he having an affair? I mean, that's the sort of gossip that you get when there's a lack of truth and straightforward talking. And the media have been running with the line that, and certainly in the past couple of weeks, she's really fine. She never felt better. And that's just so untrue. And yes, us conspiracy theorists have been proven right. There was something wrong. And it wasn't just recovery from abdominal surgery in January. It wasn't that. It was something darker. This is what I've said several times, you know, and they've been hiding it. And that's why she hasn't been seen in public. And I think at this point, they couldn't basically keep it going any longer, because they always said that she was going to reappear at Easter. Well, obviously not. The woman's recovery, you know, well, is being treated for with chemo. I don't think we're going to see that much of her in public. And that's absolutely fine by me, by the way. The main priority is for the princess to get better. And I wish, and you know, and again, you know, I'm sure her husband and family are very, very anxious at this time. So I don't want to be doing a victory dance in this at all. But I would say that for the mainstream media, we're spinning you the story that everything was well and she was fully recovered and she's back on her feet. And look, there was her and William at the Windsor Farm Park, at Windsor Farm shop and all that. It was all lies. It was all lies. It was only us. Mad, wild-eyed, tin hat-wearing conspiracy theorists who kept saying, no, this doesn't smell right. There's something not the case here, you know? And so now we know what it is. It's remarkable how many people have cancer these days, isn't it? Do you think there might have been something happen, I don't know, in the past few years that has suddenly increased the prevalence of cancer? Turbo cancer seem to be all the rage these days, don't they? Wonder why that might be. Well, I do know that both King Charles, as well, Prince Charles as he was then, and Kate and William pushed the jabs. There's video footage of them pushing the jabs. And sometimes, you know, karma comes back to bite you. But as I say, I wish her well. I'm not being mean here. I'm just saying that I do have issues on people who push the jabs. And some of those people aren't around anymore. I hope she will be, but it's obvious that we have been fed absolute bull by the media. And now, finally, we've got the truth. And as I say, it's a very sad truth. It's you know, I wouldn't want to think that anybody who listens to this would have a cancer diagnosis. I would be upset about that. So I'm equally sad that Kate has it. Just like, you know, it wasn't good to hear that Charles had it. I just find it really strange. I don't know if you do, that in these royal circles, there's this sudden outbreak of cancer. And, you know, I mean, again, we don't know the nature of the cancers. And in a way, we don't need to know the nature of the cancers. That's kind of by the side. But she hasn't been well. She looks to have lost a lot of weight. So all this nonsense about, yes, she's back on her feet, she's had the abdominal surgery. No, that was not what was going on. Maybe she had surgery and they discovered the cancer, because that's what they found with Charles as well. He was going in for a routine prostate exam and they found the cancer. And as I say, I don't know what the treatments are. Maybe someone can tell me what treatments they nowadays have for cancer. My own thinking is I would not go within a million miles of chemo, by the way. I don't believe in that, or radiotherapy. I'm not sure. I think those are harmful treatments, but I know that's the NHS de facto treatment. So Kate says she's having chemo. She's only 42, so she's very young. Well, by my standards. So, with a bit of luck, she will recover. But there you go anyway. Finally, Kensington Palace has stood up and just told us the truth of the matter. And we will be understanding and we will be sympathetic. Thanks so much for listening.